I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're going to start with COVID-19 update, Dr. Prather. How is Indiana doing with the virus right now?
Well, Indiana is doing quite well. Numbers are still down on the positive testing. So it's under 5% at this point.
Under 5%?
Under 5% of the people who are tested show a positive, which is really, really good, because a lot of people are getting tested right now. Because the numbers had gone so low that the governor took off the face mask requirements and opened up the state, though he did allow different communities to impose their own sanctions. And Marion County is still under the mayor has decided to keep the requirements at this point. That's something that the governor has allowed them to do.
So but, Marion County
still has. Death rates are very low. Hospitalizations are low. So Indiana is actually looking pretty good at this point.
Yeah. So we had an interesting person go through our building the other day looking for people without their mask and wanting to report them.
Yeah. There are people who believe that masks should be stapled on people's faces.
We'll go on. How is Indiana doing with the vaccination?
Indiana is actually one of the best states for getting the vaccinations out to the public. So we're one of the top three on getting that done. We were one of the first ones to allow everyone 16 and older to get the vaccination. But the vaccination rate is starting to slow down. So the people who want to get the vaccination have pretty much gotten it. And then there are about 30% of the population who feels that they aren't going to get the vaccination. Mm-hmm. So we're actually kind of approaching a level along those lines where the number of people who are going to get vaccinated have gotten vaccinated, and those who have decided not to would be about that number. And it's about 70% of the population that's able to, you know, 16 and over are going to be getting it, and about 30% are going to say no.
Is that what they were hoping for?
Well, at first when Fauci was talking about it, he said 70% would be a great number, and then the numbers actually looked a little bit better than what he had thought. So he took it up to 80% and said, we need 80% now. And I said, okay.
Did
now
he change his mind?
I mean, we have flip-flopped all over the place, and that's basically what everybody's saying. And everybody's like, oh. And now he sit there and say, I think 70% will be fine. and people are making jokes about it, you know, on what's going on. And he says, I think 70% will.
Well, maybe 75.
I don't know. You know, kind of hold up the thumb and kind of measure it accordingly. So that's where we are at that point. So, well, and, you know, when you talk about the, again, just bringing up the numbers along those lines, I talk about that is 26% of the population is immune to it. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get it no matter what. You got 40% who get it and have no symptoms. They don't even know that they had it. Then you have 20% who have mild to moderate symptoms. And then you've got 14% that are the people who are at risk. Mm-hmm. And those are really the people that definitely needed the vaccination, needed to be quarantined, really needed the mask, you know, to actually protect themselves. So, and also having a sensitivity towards those 14% too. I know we had special measures for people in that category. We had a special entrance for them to come in, that they would come in, be able to get what they needed done and get back out, really minimize their exposure. So we were aware of who those people were and really tried to take care of them to make sure that they weren't exposed to people. And definitely those people needed to have kind of lockdowns for them.
So are they talking about, is the CDC talking about the vaccination? Is COVID-19 vaccination to be something annually?
Yes. That is, at this point, something that they're definitely saying. All the vaccination companies are saying probably we're going to need an annual type of vaccination along these lines. So it's something to keep in mind and something that we'll see how all that plays out.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the viral variants. Have they come to Indiana?
They have. Right now, on the number of people who are testing, 38% are actually showing up with the variants.
Mm. Is there one in particular?
Or? Yeah, the one from Great Britain, the British one, seems to be the most common. But really, all three variants have shown up here in Indiana now.
That's
so the one from South Africa and Brazil is also present here, but they're much smaller than the UK one.
Okay, and I know you had some concern, especially on the Brazilian one.
I am concerned about with the Brazilian one, but it doesn't seem to have taken off quite as quickly as they had thought. And we don't see, you know, one of the things that there's a concern about is that with the variants, how well they respond to the vaccinations. At this point, the UK variant seems to be pretty well handled by the vaccination. And the earlier types of impressions of the Brazilian and the South African is that they may not be susceptible to the vaccination. But one of the things is that there was quite a bit of people who got the infection. That's one thing, is that America was actually, you know, said, hey, you know, we're just allowing the infection to spread a lot more than other countries.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, if you have the infection, it is more effective on building your immunity than getting the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually could play in our favor that it would actually keep any of the variants under control. Because if you had the original virus, that wasn't as easily spread, and it also wasn't as deadly as the new ones. So the more people who actually had the initial one, it actually protects them more for the variants that are actually more of a problem.
Mm.
Really, when people were talking about that, you know, what route they should take, one of the thoughts is, well, we need to have as many people actually get this one so that when a variant comes around, it's not as much of a problem, because they already have an immunity, a much stronger immunity, and it would actually keep the variants under control. So one of the thoughts is that the lockdowns will actually make a greater toll, and more people will actually die and get sick because of the lockdown than if they actually allow the herd immunity to actually take place. One of the things that they can really make an argument about, which actually I think is actually legitimate, is if they had kind of let it just kind of take its course at the beginning, we would probably be already through with this thing.
Right.
This thing would not be still going on.
Well, it's not a pandemic here in the United States.
Well, it's a level 2 pandemic.
Okay.
Which there's level 1, level 2, and we've had several level 2 pandemics before. We have had, with the Spanish flu, we actually did have a level 4. But this is more of a level 2, not quite as much of a problem. And when they were doing research on it before, you know, whether lockdowns and mask wearing, the CDC did a whole analysis of that, and basically they did not recommend a lockdown or mask wearing for a level 2 pandemic when they were actually doing analysis along those lines. So for some reason they changed their mind and thought that it would be a better, really it's only times, and as we're looking backwards, really, to know whether that was the right choice or not.
Yeah,
people are saying the science, science, science. Well, science before the lockdown actually said no. I mean, you know, before this hit. Now, all of a sudden, the science has changed. And there was quite a bit of people who were out there saying that this was a totally wrong way of actually going about it.
And that's why people are going to Florida.
And that's why everybody's moving to Florida, right?
Or vacationing, or getting away.
Yes, yes. The cities, you know, where they were really locking down, I mean, they're, people are fleeing by droves. So.
Well, anything else on COVID?
No, I mean, the big thing is to watch the variants. I'm not quite sure if we're out of the woods yet. You know, I mean, one of the ones that I'm thinking about is that Brazilian variant. And whether that might be something that could raise its ugly head and be causing problems. So I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but the jury's out on everything at this point. But right now, Indiana's looking pretty good.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, for the update. When we come back, we're going to talk about neuropathy. It's neuropathy week, not neuropathy month.
Yes.
Now they have weeks.
Yes, it's a neuropathy week.
And I don't think we've ever done a show on it, so we're going to cover it when we get back.
All right, great.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Holistic Integration. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Well, Dr. Prather, what conditions does the rapid release technology work on?
Carpal tunnel, shoulder issues, mm-hmm. where you have restrictions, even like shoulder rotator cuff tears.
Yeah,
very, very excellent on that.
Yeah.
Problems with the pains in the elbow, either golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, all help out tremendously.
Neck pain, low back pain.
Headaches, extremely mm-hmm. excellent for headaches.
Yes.
Sciatica, piriformis syndromes, scoliosis even.
Yeah, and we've used it on TMJ even.
TMJ, yes.
We have that big masseter muscle that we need to release. Knee conditions, plantar fasciitis.
Dupuytren's contraction.
Yeah. Rapid release has 5 heads on it, so you can use specifically the smaller heads would be for someone, you know,
for smaller areas, for the hand type of problems along those lines. Any type of scar tissue post-surgical, trying to get that back to where it needs to be. Basically, almost every type of musculoskeletal condition out there. It's very versatile, amazingly effective, and one of the greatest things is safety. In other words, with the rapid release, you're not going to make something worse.
Right, and it's not painful. We've had quite a few patients buy them for themselves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We've had several people who came into our office and said that was the only thing that really helped them. You know, of everything that they had tried before, the dramatic changes along those lines.
Yeah, and someone will say, well, I have this thumper, big massager at home. It's not the same thing.
Right.
Not the same technology.
No, it's not even trying to accomplish the same thing.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. A new year is time for change, and at the Prather Practice, we're changing our name. The Prather Practice is now known as Holistic Integration. Holistic Integration is still the same practice you know and love, but we hope our new name helps current and prospective patients to better understand our main goal and focus. We want to integrate holistic structure-function care into the lives of all our patients so that you can feel as healthy and happy as possible. We still have the same office, the same great staff, the same high standard of care, and the same core values. And we still keep you, the patient, in the center of everything we do. We've just made some updates to help represent us well. Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048, or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Holistic Integration, still restoring hope to our patients. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, we're going to talk about neuropathy. It's Neuropathy Week. Dr. Prather, let's just start with what is neuropathy?
Well, neuropathy, of course, neuro is nerve and pathy is disease. Mm-hmm. So we have an abnormality of the nerves, also causing neuralgia. So it's neuralgia neuropathy is basically what they're talking about, inflammation and degeneration of the nerves. Mm-hmm. So for some reason, the nerves have been damaged. And really, basically what happens is the nerves start to die. And then they get inflamed and send all sorts of sensations back up to the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's basically, you know, in a short run, you know, exactly what's going on. But it covers a lot of things.
Well, how common is neuropathy?
Well, there are 30 million people who have been diagnosed with neuropathy in the United States.
That's a lot of people.
And quite frankly, I think it's actually underdiagnosed. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of circulatory and nerve testing in our office on patients, and there are a tremendous number of people who do show up that they have the beginnings or are actually into neuropathy and haven't had the symptoms to actually get a diagnosis. So, you know, it's...
there's, catching it early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to catch it as early as possible mm-hmm. on people and then start a program for them to start to reverse that. But it is something that, especially if you catch it early, it can be stopped and reversed so that people don't have the symptomatology and all the problems that come along with neuropathy.
Yeah. So who gets neuropathy?
Well, the number one is diabetes. Mm. So 70% of all diabetics have neuropathy.
70%. Wow.
Which, so if you are a diabetic, then that's something that you need to be working on. And something that you need to be aware of. And if you, you know, even if you haven't been diagnosed with that, then that's something that should already be a part of your thought process and something that you should be working to try to keep from progressing. Because mm-hmm. it's a very debilitating type of disease.
Now, can neuropathy be dangerous?
Well, still 70% of all... going back to the original question,
okay,
we also have 40% of all people who have had chemo. So cancer patients. So 40% of everyone who actually has chemo also develops neuropathy. And then 30% of HIV patients actually develop neuropathy. Hmm. So those are big numbers on people who actually have, who are most at risk for having neuropathy.
And I think of neuropathy a lot in people's feet. Does it start at the extremities?
Yeah, it usually starts at the extremities, and the most common area is in the feet. Mm-hmm. But you can actually get neuropathy in the hands also.
Okay. So, well, let's go. So you said 70% of diabetics.
Correct.
Get neuropathy. 40%.
Of basically everyone who's treated for cancer.
Mm, okay, and 30% yes. HIV.
Yeah.
Can neuropathy be dangerous?
Yes, 54,000 diabetic patients have amputations where they're actually cutting off toes, feet.
I hate when you say it, cutting off.
Well, that's what an amputation is. Yeah,
I know,
amputating.
I know.
And so it's each year. So it becomes a very, very big problem because basically when you're talking about neuropathy with the nerves dying, then the foot actually dies.
Yeah.
You know, you actually have having a portion of your body that is dead on you is something that needs to be removed and something that's a very big problem. There's $56 billion spent in diabetic neuropathy every year.
Wow.
So, very, very big problem. We've had a lot of people come in who were scheduled for amputations, and we were able to reverse that.
That's
so
great.
So, it's a very
news.
Common type of thing that we deal with, and we have a very high success rate along those lines.
Yeah, and I want listeners to know, because with these statistics,
yeah.
30 million people having it, I'm sure we have a lot of people listening that know someone or themselves that there is hope, and
right.
we're going to talk about that. So what causes neuropathy, Dr. Prather?
Well, of course, the number one thing is diabetes.
Mm-hmm. That's type 1, type 2.
Type 2, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chemo and other medications. There's a tremendous number of medications that can cause neuropathy. Lipid, you know, all the cholesterol-lowering drugs,
mm-hmm.
very common to cause neuropathy. Many anti-infection, blood pressure medicine, heart medicine. The list is actually extremely long on the number of medications that can actually be involved in causing neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
I had one gentleman who came in who was on a combination of three medicines. All three of them could cause neuropathy, and he developed it very, very quickly. And unfortunately was not recognized by his physicians as the reason for that, and kept him on the medication until they just really did a tremendous amount of damage to the feet. Mm. So being aware that if you start to have some of the symptoms of neuropathy and you're on a medication, then you need to have your physician look at that and see if that might be a possibility.
Well, we're going to talk now, what are the symptoms of neuropathy?
Well, still going through some of the things on
I am moving too fast.
You are moving way too fast. You're ready to move on.
I heard symptoms.
So, not only are the chemo and medications big problems, but also infections. You know, we talked about the HIV, but there's actually quite a few other infections that can be involved in that. The Lyme's disease is a very common one. To kick that off, one of the ones that isn't really talked about quite a bit is Coxsackie virus, herpes zoster. Both of those can actually go into the nervous system and actually eat the nerves up. So, of course, one of the things is Coxsackie virus is one of the leading causes for kicking off diabetes, type 1 diabetes. So it can also go to the nerves and also go to the heart. So those are different types of viral infections that can be causing it. Toxins. Toxins are a big reason for it, too. Toxins, and we're talking about heavy metals. We're talking about different types of chemicals that can cause it, that people can be exposed to. So toxins can be a very big aspect of that. Mercury. Cadmium is actually one of the biggest ones. Almost every one that we find that has high cadmium when we check their hair analysis are starting to get neuropathy symptoms. Mm-hmm. So those are things. Nutritional deficiencies is one of the biggest ones. And toxins, alcohol. Alcoholism is a big cause of neuropathy. Mm. And one of the things that is very true on nutritional deficiencies is that the diabetes, when you have diabetes, it actually uses up quite a bit of your B vitamins, your CoQ10, vitamin D, and minerals that the nerves need to live. And so the diabetes actually causes nutritional deficiencies, which leads to the neuropathy. Mm-hmm. So if you are diabetic, one is that you are going to have to be taking certain nutritions because you're going to be using that up very quickly. And if you do that, then you avoid the neuropathy that actually occurs. The same is true of chemo and the other medications actually block certain nutrients. Infections also do the same thing, and so do the toxins. So nutritional, you know, even though you have those, like with chemo, we find that if we're handling people's nutrition as they're going through chemo, they don't develop any of the neuropathy symptoms. Mm-hmm. So if they were actually taking care of these patients, also diabetics have to be taking supplementation because they're not going to get enough nutrients through their diet. So if they do that, they are not going to be developing the neuropathy or the neuropathy symptoms. Makes sense. It just shows how the nutritional is such a mm-hmm. huge, important part of this. And if you do that, then you don't get into these problems. Trauma is also another thing. Kidney and liver disease can also kick it off. And then autoimmune diseases is a big cause along those lines. But again, as you're going through these things, usually if you take care of the nutritional, you're not going to develop the neuropathy. So it all comes back a lot to that.
To the nutrition.
Right.
Interesting. Well, when we come back, now we'll talk about the symptoms of neuropathy when we come back.
All right, sounds good.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Eventually, an anesthesiologist walked in. He gave me a shot, and he goes, "Just want to go through what's going to happen. Right now, I'm giving you some medicine, which will knock you out. And when you wake up, you won't remember anything. You okay with that?" And against every instinct of my body, I just went, "Okay." And the last memory I had is just watching the anesthesiologist leave the room as I heard someone go, "I want a spleen." And I woke up and I was fine. I mean, I'm pregnant, but I'm fine.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
Dr. Prather, we're talking about the Atlas Orthogonal Adjusting, which you are board certified in, and the only one here in the state of Indiana, and you get people from all over the country.
And world. Had a gentleman who came in who had severe neurological problems just recently. He had been to 5 different chiropractors, and he said, oh, no, I don't want that. I said, well, we're not going to do that. We're going to do something different. We showed him what it was. He says, okay, I'll give it a try. I don't have anything to lose. And it was a complete turnaround.
Mm.
He was just amazed. And that's one of the big things that we see. You can feel a difference immediately. People feel better immediately.
It's your nervous system, yeah.
There's just a huge change that takes place. We always tell people that they need to go home and sleep because they're going to want to. If you're looking for some amazing types of results, then the Atlas Orthogonal really just makes all the difference.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking about neuropathy this week. 30 million people
have been diagnosed with neuropathy.
Diagnosed, yeah. Which could be an under...
Underreporting, yeah.
Yeah, underreporting. So it's a lot of people. And we just talked about the causes of neuropathy, a lot of causes, but you said it goes back to nutrition.
Nutrition is really a big underlying key.
Yeah. So let's talk about what are the symptoms of neuropathy.
Well, one of the big things that people report is that they kind of like feeling like they're wearing a sock that's invisible on their feet, mm-hmm. and they feel that constantly, or gloves if it's in the hands. So that's one of the big things. Burning sensation or freezing pain is something that people talk about. Sharp jabbing, shooting, or electric pains. I mean, I actually have seen people kind of jump, you know, as they could feel that hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Difficulty sleeping because of the pain, insomnia actually kicks it off. Loss of balance or coordination because you don't get the feedback from the feet.
And proprioception.
Yeah, proprioception kind of goes down. So falling is a very common type of problem. Muscle weakness can also occur. Muscle cramps or twitching. Difficulty walking or moving arms. Unusual sweating because you're also talking about the autonomic nerves can be damaged, mm-hmm. Which controls sweat. Blood pressure or pulse because, again, autonomic nervous system. Weakness and loss of kinesthetic sense. So, and a lot of that has to do with the 3 types of nerves that can be affected. Different types of neuropathy actually affect different ones. So you have the motor nerves, which actually accounts for the muscle weakness, walking, moving, those types of things. If those particular nerves are actually affected, sensory nerves, that's where you get the tingling, numbness, pain, touch, abnormal sensations. And then also you're talking about the autonomic nerves that can throw off heart rhythms, blood pressure, sweating, which we talked about, dizziness, bowels can be affected, urination, pupil size, and also can cause sexual dysfunction if the autonomic nervous system is
affected. So you can, do you have all 3 of those?
You can have all 3, or you could have just 1, or you could just have 2.
Mm.
But different types of problems actually start to hit different areas. depending on which nerves are actually being affected.
Very interesting. So those, the motor, sensory, and autonomic.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's talk about treatments. Sure. What treatments are there for neuropathy?
Well, the biggest thing that they're trying to do with the treatments, you know, when you're going into the medications, is you're trying to control the pain. You know, of course, you're talking about non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Ibuprofen are some of the things that they, you can actually start out with. They're stronger medications as the pain actually gets worse. There are, you know, those are the main things that they're doing. But interestingly enough, all those are basically just to treat the symptoms. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't really get in there.
And,
yeah, it's not actually, you're not actually expecting to improve any of the nerve function with any medication that they give.
So you kind of, you know, so how successful are the medical treatments for neuropathy?
It's just basically, yeah, they don't even pretend that it's actually going to reverse anything mm-hmm. with any of the treatments that is offered. It's basically how you manage the discomfort.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, that's what you're looking at in that situation.
Well, let's talk about the role that structure function plays in treating neuropathy and at holistic integration. That is what we practice, structure function care.
Right. So disease care is basically to handle the symptoms, which the pharmaceuticals are very excellent for and helpful along those lines. Mm-hmm. But you're never going to, with disease care, get a reversal of the neuropathy. That's not really what they're just hoping that the body can fix itself. And that's really where structure function comes in, because when you're talking about structure function, what you're trying to do is to bring back homeostasis into the body, balance. You do that structurally, which has a big effect on neuropathy. And then also functionally, which is the main reason that the neuropathy occurred in the first place. So really, the only way to start to get some healing is by approaching it through a structure function type of a viewpoint, then instead of a disease point.
Mm-hmm.
So again, disease is to handle the symptoms, which is the definition of a disease is a set of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas really with structure function, what you're trying to do is restore the health of the nerves.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the different things and how we treat in structure function care neuropathy. Why are vitamins important in neuropathy?
Well, basically vitamins are the biggest key to neuropathy, because if you do clinical studies and you deprive people of certain types of vitamins, you're automatically going to get neuropathy. That's one of the things that's well known. So if you deprive those, then you get neuropathy. If you start to give those, you see a reversal of the neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
So finding out exactly which ones, which we can actually do a blood test, which on our neuropathy patients, we do to find out exactly what nutrients you're deficient in.
Yeah, it doesn't mean go out and get a multivitamin and your neuropathy is going to go away.
You have to actually know, yeah, because one of the biggest things, of course, is the B vitamins.
Right.
You got B12, folic acid, B3, thiamine B1, B6, all are very much involved in the nerves. But you can actually take too much of one and actually cause a neuropathy because they would block some of the others. So it's a balance of them, and it's different for each individual. So really the only way that you can know which vitamins you need to take is by testing it to find out which one is actually involved. So B12 is one of the most common ones. What happens if you go low on B12 is that the nerves actually will demyelinate. And that will kick off neuropathy. Not only will it cause neuropathy, but it can also cause dementia and other problems, because it not only does it affect the nerves, peripheral nerves, but also affects the spinal cord and even up into the brain. So B12 is a very common type of thing, and as people age, your ability to absorb the B vitamins actually becomes less. That's many of the symptoms and problems of aging are nutritional deficiencies, mm-hmm. because the body is no longer functioning as it should, because believe it or not, things start to not work as well as you get older. I know, it's shocking. It's shocking. So you don't have as much hydrochloric acid, which is very important. So a lot of people, even as they take it nutritionally on the B12, the only way to actually treat them is actually by shots, by putting the, because it, mm-hmm. the body's no longer able to actually absorb it. So B12 is a big thing. Folic acid, but if you get too much B12, you could actually drop your folic acid, folate, and which could actually kick off neuropathy too.
It's a balancing act.
Folic acid can actually block the B12, so yes, it's a balancing act. Niacin is very well known, but again, that can be a problem. And B6 is something that's called the nerve vitamin, because it's so important for the nerves. But if you take too much, you can actually cause neuropathy. So people can start to see, oh my goodness, this is a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, and I need someone.
You need somebody to actually really
testing
to test it out and see. Vitamin E is also very important because it helps with free radicals. Free radical pathology is one of the big things that can kick off neuropathy. And the antioxidants are extremely important. We find oftentimes as we test people, it's basically the high levels of free radicals. Free radicals also kick off aging process. So, you know, being up on that, vitamin D, of course, is important. CoQ10 is extremely important. And that's one of the things that when you're taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, CoQ10 actually will oftentimes drop to the point that can actually kick off neuropathy. So getting people on CoQ10 is a very important thing, especially if they're taking certain medications. And then essential fatty acids are also very important, because basically the nerves, when you're talking about that, are fats. Mm. And if you start to go really low, if you're using a cholesterol-lowering medication, you actually starve the nerves, and you can actually, that's one of the big reasons that you can kick off neuropathy. So it gets rather involved.
Right, right. And you talked about the importance. All this can be found out where you're at through blood tests.
Through blood tests, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's no guesswork.
Right.
And I want our listeners to know, too, you can go back into our archives, because we went through every vitamin. We've had a show on all the B vitamins, every vitamin there is. It was very informative.
Yes.
How important.
Took a little while, too.
Well, and two, and I think, you know, we've gotten away from vitamins, and yet they're so important, you know.
Critical.
And I've heard experts, I put that in quotations, saying vitamins don't make a difference.
Right.
And that's Belunky, whatever.
Yeah, that's completely unscientific.
So,
doesn't follow the science at all.
All right, so we're talking about different treatments we do, and the whole add holistic integration, where structure function care. We just finished on vitamins and how important they are. When we come back, let's talk about the role minerals play in neuropathy. We'll be right back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration. When should you seek homeopathic medicine?
Children, of course, should, mm-hmm. number one, always be treated first, but through homeopathics. Homeopathics should be the first line of treatment. Homeopathics also should be incorporated in someone's healthcare, especially if they're not getting results, you know, pharmaceutically. Also as a supplement for any type of pharmaceuticals. If you do have a major disease process going on and you're on quite a few pharmaceuticals, adding some homeopathics along there to
help keep the body strong. That's basically what homeopathics does, is it stimulates the body's own defense mechanisms and keeps the body strong and healthy. Everyone should be thinking of, what can I do to improve my health with the least amount of side effects or possibility of problems? Homeopathy is acknowledged by everyone as the safest. Even those people who absolutely hate homeopathy know that there's never been an injury. Homeopathy can stimulate the body's own immune system, can stimulate the body's own defenses, keep the organs working to the highest degree. Homeopathy is an excellent preventative type of a program. I do homeopathy personally on a regular basis to keep my health up. I've only missed in 35 years 2 days of work from being sick. If you're trying to go for the maximum lifespan, health, wellness, all those types of things.
Well, I was just thinking, employers out there, hey, listen, make it part of your wellness program.
Yeah, because it's really not that expensive to deliver homeopathy. Mm-hmm. It's a lot cheaper than almost anything else. We get very excellent results, not only with infections, diseases, but also with mental and emotional conditions. There are homeopathics that are specifically for anxiety and depression. Finding those and finding which one works, we can get some amazing results. I had a patient who came in severe schizophrenic. I put him on a classical homeopath. It was just one dose type of thing, and the results were absolutely amazing.
What about the gentleman with withdrawals from opiates?
Homeopathics for withdrawal of drugs is absolutely amazing. Heroin opiates are very difficult to be able to get off of. We gained some notoriety because we had some people who came in. We put them on homeopathic opiates and had no withdrawal symptoms. And that's amazing, because the success rate now of opiate withdrawal is less than 10%. And that just isn't acceptable. For people who are wanting to get off of that, homeopathy might be the underlying answer. When all hope is gone, homeopathy shines through.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
Are you frustrated and not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost your hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At Holistic Integration, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At Holistic Integration, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model that we practice gets to the root cause of your health issue. Holistic Integration is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about Holistic Integration by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about neuropathy. Very, very interesting, Dr. Prather. I'm learning a lot. Hopefully our listeners are too. So we're talking about the different treatments that we provide at Holistic Integration for neuropathy and structure function care. So let's talk about, we talked about the importance of vitamins, minerals. Let's talk about minerals. First of all, they're tested through a hair analysis.
Best way to actually test that out. Minerals are extremely important. And one of the most important things is copper-zinc ratio, because that has a big effect on the nerves. And if you get an imbalance on that, then that will actually always cause a neurological stress. So if you're taking an electrical wire, what you do is you have a combination of copper and zinc on those as you're conducting it. And the copper actually speeds up the electrical current, whereas zinc kind of slows it down. So one of the things that seems to occur with neuropathy is that the zinc level really drops very low, which will overfire on the nerve and actually cause sort of a burnout on that. So making sure that the zinc level is up, but you can have, but you don't want to drop the copper down too low. So it's, again, it's a balance type of thing that needs to be done by a professional. So people shouldn't just run out and grab zinc, because you can actually cause problems from overdoing it.
Yeah.
Just without getting the balance
going. Don't be the American way and just
go and grab things and say, well, hey, maybe this might work.
Yeah.
I have had patients who came in and said, yeah, I sit there and I'd read that I had a gentleman who came in, had developed neuropathy, and then had read that B6 was the nerve vitamin, and decided to load up on B6, and he says, at first it really, really seemed to help. You know, I saw a nice difference, and so I kept taking it. And then all of a sudden, it didn't help anymore. And then all of a sudden, it actually got worse than it was before. And that's because he got completely out of balance.
Right, right. Let me just take more and more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, if a little bit is good, then more is even better.
That's, yeah, the American way.
Right. So, you know, I'm like, well, you know, as we tested it, yeah, your B6 is out the roof, and it dropped the other, you know, it actually is now causing neuropathy. So again, it's important to know when to start it and when to stop.
Homeostasis,
balance is always the way to go.
Let's talk about herbals. Can herbals be helpful in neuropathy?
Herbals are extremely helpful. We get some really good results on that. Even for the pharmaceuticals, they use capsicum. Basically, where you take the hot peppers, portion on that, and then rub it on the feet. And what that does is it cuts down on the nerve sensation, so it's a very, very great analgesic, and that is something that is recognized and used medically.
And it's called what?
Capsicum. So basically, it's hot peppers.
Hot peppers.
You rub hot peppers on your feet. that's basically what you're doing, and that's what they kind of have isolated, and then put that into creams, and very good for neuropathy. But along with that, taking things internally, bilberry has been found clinically to be an excellent herbal. What it does is it really cuts down on the free radical pathology. Ginkgo biloba has been shown to be excellent along those lines. Oat straw extract is something that has been shown to be good. Skullcap, passion flower, feverfew are just a few of the herbs that can be taken to get some excellent results.
And everything we're mentioning, down the
sensitivity.
We carry.
Those are all different things that we do carry in a lot of our different products, yes.
Okay. Well, let's talk about diathermy. I know, you know, diathermy is very important in treating neuropathy.
Yes.
What is diathermy and how does it help neuropathy?
Well, diathermy is basically a big magnet, and it increases circulation, lymphatic flow. It gets the, but it really speeds up the healing process in the body. So one of the biggest things that diathermy helps out with is loss of blood flow. Because oftentimes it can be, and one of the things that we always test for in our practice is we test as we're getting into problems with the feet and legs, if there's pain or numbness or tingling, any of the sensations going along those lines. We always do diagnostic tests to determine nerve conduction, and then also blood flow are the two things that we check on. And see which one of those are actually involved in it. Sometimes it's basically nerves, sometimes it's circulation, sometimes it's both. But with diathermy, it really, really helps out tremendously with the circulation. I've had people who, I've had many people who've actually come in and were going to actually have a toe cut off or were scheduled for different types of issues along those lines. We use diathermy on them, and we've had the vascular surgeon said, wow, your blood flow is now better than mine. What were you doing? And he talked about, you know, how he was using the diathermy at our office, and he said, well, keep it up. It's really working great. So really getting that blood flow going. Had a gentleman who came in who had already had half of his foot cut off. and they were looking at taking it off up at the ankle. And he said, you know, I've got friends who've done that, and pretty soon it was a leg, and, you know, it just worked its way up. And he says, you know, I just don't even want to go there. So we started a program on diathermy on that, and, you know, and was found that he didn't need the amputation anymore. Mm. So one of the things that really should be looked at when we're talking about the diabetic amputations going on is really utilizing diathermy as a treatment option. Unfortunately, it just hasn't been pursued by the medical profession. It is something that was worked on, developed quite a bit by naturopaths. Naturopaths were very big in utilizing that. Mm-hmm. And I know several NMDs who actually utilize that, and I kind of borrowed their information along those lines and then started using it in our office, and have found amazing results with diathermy, especially working on the circulation in the feet.
You know, and so many things insurance stops paying for, and then doctors just stop doing it. But it's very affordable. I think it's $35 or $40 a treatment.
Right.
Very affordable for what it does. Very worth it.
Right. And then, of course, we're able to recheck it and make sure that it's actually working.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a very high percentage that we see improvement.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very helpful. Well, let's talk about homeopathics.
Homeopathics are sort of always our secret weapons. Mm-hmm. I always bring that out. One of the things that we utilize it for is, you know, for the nerves, but especially for any type of toxin that's involved. Infectious, what we do is we make a homeopathic for the particular virus that's actually hitting the nerves. Herpes zoster, Coxsackie, and it's called a nosote, been used in homeopathy for 200 years to stimulate the immune system to then go after the infection. We see some very good, excellent results on that. So hitting the nosodes on a lot of the toxins, whether it's mercury, high copper, mm-hmm. Cadmium, seems to be the best way on getting those toxins out of the system. As we check the heavy metals and we're doing the homeopathics, we 100% of the time see a complete reversal of the heavy metal toxicity.
Yeah.
It's a very easy, gentle way of detoxing that, and also detoxing infections and other different types of chemicals, even medicines. One of the things we do is make homeopathics for the chemos. Mm-hmm. And that gets the toxins out. So as we're looking at that, homeopathy is sort of our magic weapon.
Yeah. Let's talk about what role chiropractic plays in neuropathy and acupuncture.
Yes. Both of those are very excellent for healing. When you're talking about chiropractic is worth dealing with the nerves.
Right.
And if the impingements are actually originating up into the back and spine, getting those relieved to be able to get the nerve impingement off is absolutely essential for getting the neuropathy under control. Matter of fact, many people see immediate benefit. Also, we go down and we adjust a lot of the bones in the feet, which makes immediate differences on pain levels for people in their neuropathy.
A lot of bones in the feet.
And then acupuncture is, it just takes down pain sensations almost immediately. So again, acupuncture should be an absolute critical part of any type of neuropathic treatments.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. As always, very informative.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.